Spurs lose.
Whoa.
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 That's okay. Save it for the show. Save it for the show.
Save it for the your face getting beaten in. How about that? Yeah. That is a threat. That's
everybody knows the Warriors are going to win this. Shut up.
They should
there's a team called the Warriors?
Yeah, no. I mean, you heard they're doing really well this year.
They're called
the Warriors. Come out to play.
All right, let's start.
Yeah, they haven't played in almost a month.
They haven't?
Oh, really?
Shut up.
All right, here we go. I got theme music.
You shut up, clown.
Theme music, all right.
Theme music.
Your ass
here we go.
Quarter.
2013 pre-3 prediction thing that we're doing with a bunch of people on the internet that I've never met in real life.
Starts now.
This is the Super Bowl for those of us that live and die in the gaming industry. Please welcome Pod Farai. I love you, man.
Did you hear me?
Completely new IP called Beyond. Ellen Page.
Fuck over me. Because next time, I'll kill everyone.
I love you, man. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Later this year, we'll introduce a new cross-controller DLC for Little Big Planet 2. And I'm happy to announce that PS1 Classics will be coming to Vita.
That's enough of that. I can't sit here actually across the internet, across land masses, across bodies of water and think about those lies that Sony sold us last year. Like, we were all hyped, right? For E3 2012. And then I'm listening to this and it's all lies. Nobody cares about PS1 Classics on the Vita. Nobody cares about Beyond. Nobody cares about... What else did they say?
Wait.
I do. I care about both of those
things.
Wait. Did he? Maybe. Yeah.
Are you telling me that Jack Tretton doesn't love Cab Sarai?
Nobody believes that.
I think he loves Cas like tomato loves men.
That's... All right.
I think that's what it is. But no, maybe last year's E3 event was a pre-2013 E3 event. Look at
pre-3,
it that
way. Perhaps?
Pre-2013?
E3? Yeah.
Something like that.
Pre-3-teen.
Pre-3-teen. I like that one. All right, so...
Aren't you a pre-teen mater? Oh, shit.
Looking at this and looking at what... The lies that Sony told us last year, like, we look at last year and we kind of say that it was a big disappointment. Because if we're looking forward to PlayStation 1 games, something has gone wrong. Am I right?
We're not looking forward to PS1 games. There's not a huge push for PS1 classics.
There's not a real huge push for PS2.
It's just there, E. Diddy. It's just available
to us.
PS2
is a great console.
Yeah, it was.
Is.
What?
It's his current console. That's his current gen.
So, all the lies that Sony told us last year, now it's 2013, and we've already heard the announcement of the PlayStation 4, we've already heard the announcement of the X-Bone, and Nintendo is already out first among all those big players with the Wii U. It's finally the next generation. The next gen is here now.
That's what we all waited for.
2013, the greatest consoles ever to be released to mankind. And so I guess let's get into first and foremost our favorite console, the X-Bone.
No.
As we went through to begin with, everyone here watched the press conference that they had and was completely
for you,
sold.
Or franchise, or anybody else.
Everyone was completely sold on games, sports, television, ease of use, always connected, DRM.
I thought you didn't watch it.
Well, yeah, I didn't.
You said you didn't watch it before this.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. Hey, that's stuff you can read off the internet.
Yeah, I read. I can read. I know how to read.
Okay.
Yeah, tell him exactly, bitch.
I don't just watch videos online.
Tell him he did it. Say, I can read, bitch.
I don't like videos on YouTube all the time. That's not my favorite, okay?
Diddy likes to read like a man.
Yeah, like a man.
Okay, so let's talk about the TV features.
All right, so it's amazing, right? That's everything I've ever wanted out of a console is to be able to digitally record all of my television with an overlay that simplifies and makes everything easier and better. Xbone, Xbox One, everything in one place, one console to rule them all.
Because you need to speak to your machine for it to change
this
your
TV
input.
This is the thing that Xbox and Microsoft has done right. They have said, we're not about video games. We're about entertainment. We want you to come here and be able to do anything your heart desires.
But how about play games?
Yeah.
That's the
Gears of War. Halo.
Is that it?
Call of Duty. Call of Duty DLC first.
EA Sports.
EA Sports. Madden.
There'll be a Call of Duty there.
What's wrong?
Yeah, there'll be a Call of Duty too.
Yeah, Netflix. HBO To Go. Stars On Demand.
ESPN.
How about Redbox Streaming?
Redbox Streaming.
Pizza Hut apps.
Pizza Hut. Order a pizza.
That new Doritos game. Xbox is saying they want you to be fat and lazy. That's what they're telling you.
They are accepting the people as they are and making it easier
already fat and lazy.
For them to be able to live the way they want to live. What's wrong with that?
Now Kinect will recognize you sitting down. You don't even have to get up.
That's right.
Kinect will just look at you and see that you want a Pizza Hut pizza.
Kinect can tell.
Kinect, read my mind.
No, it won't read your mind. So. It'll measure the circumference of your waist and be like, you are hungry. I'm going to get you a double pepperoni.
You want Pizza Hut. Xbox is ordering it now.
Your blood is flowing too fast through your veins.
Okay,
let
so
me get you a
I
pizza
know I'm on.
Yeah.
I know I'm on this Skype
call.
Just
help that blood slow down. Go slower.
With a bunch of Sony fanboys that are just going to hate on the greatest console that has ever been released to mankind. I get it. But the mass out there, the people that pay the bills, love the X-Bone. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
They love to bone.
Now, the only question is that when E-Diddy says it's the greatest thing in the whole wide world and everybody loves it, you have to ask E-Diddy, are you getting it day one?
Don't make this about me, Pantera. This ain't about me. This is about the future, okay?
America. Again, are you getting it day one? Simple question, yes or no. Answer,
getting it day zero.
Yeah, I already have it, if you know what I mean, X-Bone.
Day zero.
Okay, wait, let's go one by one.
Sure.
McLean, I know that you're sold. I know that you've always wanted the PlayStation 3 to be something better than it is. And when I look at the X-Bone, what do I see? I see the PlayStation the way it should have been. The PlayStation the way it was released in Japan with the DVR, with the overlay, with achievements for watching television. You cannot tell me that this isn't what you want.
I don't want that.
Did you just make something up? Achievements for watching television?
No, they have that in Japan. Well, don't they have trophies on their DVR
app?
Oh,
yeah.
See? I'm telling you.
Trophies for DVRing movies?
And watching. Wow. Yeah.
And TV?
Yep. Because PlayStation in Japan already had this device. It
don't
was
tell
an
C-Gamer that.
Why? He's going to go get it.
He's going to move to Japan. Just to
they
watch
got
TV
it all.
Trophies.
What is this one, this X-Bone, the X1, missing? For you, McLean.
Everything.
Like what?
Like, if they had, like, their achievements, if, like, you played a game, you could then sell on the Xbox Marketplace. They're rich. That would be awesome.
Now, where are my achievements for buying stuff?
Well, wait a minute. So, did you just describe Steam to me?
Yeah.
I think you just described Steam to me. So you're saying if Xbox was Steam, then it would have everything you want.
Well, I mean, I can watch TV on my PC already.
Yeah.
And play games.
But is your PC by your couch? Boom roast.
It could be.
Yeah, it can be.
It won't cost $500.
Obviously, McLean's fanboyism is clouding his mind. Let me go to somebody else who I know is a lover of Xbox, had an Xbox day one, has been on the Xbox bandwagon forever, and it's Franchise. I know you want this thing.
Franchise, he knows you want it.
X-Bone.
I don't want an X-Bone. I got an X-Bone. We call it Thor's Hammer. Will I have that monstrosity? Maybe. Maybe. Will I have it day one? Maybe.
Probably.
Here's the thing, Franchise, and I think this is what's going to get you, is they're partnering with EA Sports, and what's going to happen is the best EA Sports experience is going to come to the X-Bone.
Oh, I'm glad we're talking about this football. Finally. I'm glad we're talking about this finally.
Absolutely. Fantasy football, NFL.com.
Live every
game and watch your stats go up.
And that is a system seller, if you ask me.
Overrated.
You know what else you can do that on? You know what else you can do that on? Your computer.
Yeah, well, guess what?
My tablet that's in my hand.
I hate my computer. How about that?
I don't believe
that. I hate Pantera's tablet. How about that?
See? How about that?
How about that?
But it's probably going to be connected to like NFL.com.
Oh, they're the worst. League. Oh, I hate their fantasy. Oh, it is pretty bad.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to use their app on their website.
Ooh. All right.
ESPN. But what about ESPN to go play football?
Yeah. What about that?
No. Well, what you could do is probably have, this sounds better, have the game open on one screen, right? And then pop Bing up and search for ESPN, you know, Fantasy Football League.
USPN.
USESPN, whatever.
That's already too many steps.
Xbox. No, it isn't. Because you do it like this. Xbox. ESPN me some fantasy football. Boom. Stats. Right in your face.
They didn't even mention whether the big ticket, the NFL big ticket is going, like, is it still a Sony-owned commodity? Or did it go to Microsoft?
Bing NFL big ticket. Bling! Kevin Garnett in an NFL jersey.
The NFL Sunday ticket.
The big ticket.
You would have just got there.
Guys, Sunday I'm Canadian. Ticket. I'm Canadian. That's a pass.
I'm just saying.
You would give me a pass.
Yeah,
no, Canadian. I'm just saying.
Canada, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I was helping you out here on that one. Now, it is still going to be on both consoles from what DirecTV says. Now, if you get Madden, there's supposed to be a subscription in there if you get the collector's edition. Did y'all read about that?
Yes.
How much is the collector's edition, though?
$99.
That's pretty cheap, actually. If you get the whole season of football for $99 and the video game.
You know who's going to have it day one?
Franchise.
And E-Diddy.
You have to buy a second year.
Always
have Madden day one. Always. Every single time.
Do you get the playoffs through that?
No.
No.
Because you get the playoffs on normal TV.
Yeah.
No, but my question, Canada, is has Microsoft set something up with the CFL yet so you can get all of your big CFL games?
Good question.
Blue Bomber football.
I can answer that question simply. Hell no.
All right, my next resident Sony fanboy, Tomato.
Heyo.
Are you getting the Xbox 360?
Tomato doesn't even own a console.
Yeah, no, I'm asking if he's getting Xbox 360.
I'm considering it. You know, it depends on what the price drops like.
I believe that!
I'd probably be more likely to get a PS3, just because that way I can get all of the HD classic remakes of my favorite PS2 games. But, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what kind of deals happen.
$99 X-Bone. Or Xbox 360.
Wow, that was really, really, you know...
That was a smart thing he said, yeah.
Yeah. $99?
$99. You know what else is a smart thing? Shut up, Tomato.
I like that. That's pretty smart.
If I could get an Xbox 360 for $75, I'd do it for sure. $75, like one controller.
Day one.
He didn't ask you that at all.
Well, and the thing is, I'm going to college.
You didn't say that at all.
Wait a minute. If you're going to college, you need an Xbox. Call of Duty, bro.
If I'm going to college, my roommate's going to have an Xbox.
No, your roommate's going to be a lame-o and have a PS3. Everyone knows that. You got to be the cool one.
If my roommate has a PS3, I'll be okay with it.
No. You gotta be like, dude, bro, let's Call of Duty it up.
Dude, bro.
Dude,
yeah.
Bro.
Dude, man, bro, let's play some Xbox.
Zombies!
And then we'll be laughing at you.
Jesus Christ, what was that?
All right. Who haven't asked yet?
I think I just experienced college rage.
Pantera, you. X-Bone, day one, you love it?
Oh, I hate
it. Why do you hate it so much? I mean, I've been following you on Twitter.
Well, that's not what he said on my show. He said he was thinking about getting it, and he was like, man, it's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up. No. I agree. It's a coin flip.
I'm not even for sure about the PS3 right now. Seeing how much DRM is in Xbox.
PS4.
I mean, I'm not sure about the
PS3.
Let's go back to that.
That you will get a PS3 in a couple years when that gen has made it to you.
Yeah. When they're actually not selling them in the store.
I'm scared about all the DRM.
Why is everyone freaking out about the DRM? We've had DRM for years. It's called a disc. You know, when you have the disc and you can only play it on the disc, that's digital rights management. Why does everyone freak out? Why?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the ability to sell your games afterwards after you're done with it, though.
You shouldn't be able to sell them.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you paid for exactly what you got, the license to play that game. That is all you're entitled to.
Yeah, why would you care? It's just like PC gaming. How many PC games can you go trade in? Zero.
I traded in some PC games to half-price books recently.
Oh, come on. I mean, what do they give you, like 50 cents a disc?
At least.
No, guys, the difference here is Mike is a like vast collector. Okay, we're not like trash rats.
Yeah, but video games should not be collected. Let's be honest here.
Edidi.
What?
If video games are not collected, how will we have them for the future generation?
Who cares? They can fend for themselves. Yeah.
History cares.
History does not care.
Wait. I care.
History is written by the winner.
Wait, hold on. He just took a whole 45 seconds to ask that dumbass question? Sit down and shut up.
No, that's a good question.
Sorry, I'm piloting a spaceship.
You live in a fucking bubble. Trap that.
Nobody wants to play old games. Nobody wants to buy used games.
I love playing old games.
Sorry. Even if they don't want to now... Think about it, in 40 years, someone's going
to
say,
in 40 years, you need to pony up and pay retail.
My kids are going to love my video games collection when I hand it down to them.
You know what else is worthless? Baseball cards.
Possibly.
And I had way too many of those.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I don't care about that.
Hockey cards.
PlayStation 12.
Even worse.
Just saying. Who the hell would care about PlayStation 3 games?
Exactly. Backwards compatibility, overrated. DRM, overrated. Always connected, overrated. Just take it, because that's what's happening.
Take it, bend over.
Yes.
Just take it.
And like it.
Ventura sounds like he's heard those words a few times.
You know what? Edidi just came up with the perfect slogan for X-Bone.
Just bend over.
That's it.
Yeah,
just take it. DRM? Fuck you.
No, the Xbox One.
Later.
What are you going to do about
Mater
it?
Later to come back. Later.
What?
Later, come back, Mater.
I'm here.
How you doing, bud?
I'm okay. I'm flying a spaceship.
No, this is what Xbox should say. Xbox One, what are you going to do about it?
What?
No, DRM. What are you going to,
Oh, right.
This is what it is. What are you going to do about it?
I thought that was the Connect's response to every request.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do about it?
Connect, order me a pizza.
What are you going to do about it?
Wait. Mater, you just jumped over. Mater, you sit in the back. Sit in the back.
Huh?
Sit in the corner. Sit in the back. Mater, you come up with the rest of the class now.
I want to bring up something back to the whole Connect thing. Like, can you, like, say you order a movie on video on demand, and the Kinect can tell when another person enters the room to view that experience. Yeah. Can they shut off the film and go, that'll be another $1.99.
Pay me.
Pretty much. They patent that technology, though.
You know what? There's too many people on this Skype call. Pay me.
You know what the good thing about that, about them actually crushing used games? Is that you don't have to go and say, oh, I found this game used, and now I have to pay $10 extra for an online pass.
Pay me!
You go get the game.
I'm telling you.
From the get-go. And if you really want to play the game, you wait 6 months, a year, and the price drops.
Exactly.
So then you sit back and wait for it.
All you're buying is $5 discount on a brand new game anyway. You're always paying what it's worth. When you go to the store and buy it used, guess what's going to happen? These games aren't going to stay $40, $50 with this DRM. They're not going to be worth as much. They're going to drop in price. There's going to be $20 games everywhere. It'll work itself out. Just take it.
And all the ma and pa shops, like, you know, all those little stores that aren't like GameStop and Walmart and all that shit, they're going to go away. Yeah, ma and pa.
We're not even
going
to be buying discs here in 5 years anyway.
We already aren't buying discs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we are.
Like, who buys a disc anymore?
I do.
When was the last time you actually bought a disc? Well, that's because you're in a third world country.
2 weeks ago.
What was the disc you bought?
Borderlands 2.
Oh my gosh. Why did you buy that?
Great game.
Terrible game.
We're having a great time playing it.
Why didn't they just name it Borderlands again?
If they didn't give you enough Borderlands the first time,
here's more Borderlands.
You've got a problem.
They're like Borderlands 2 again and again and again.
Okay.
Yeah, bordering on insanity.
Mater, you go sit in the other corner with the dunce cap on. Looking
Why don't you take a seat, franchise? What have you contributed to this conversation? Yet?
Well, wait a minute. Hold
riding the wooden horse.
Telling
chair.
People to shut up.
What if
that's the only thing, franchise?
What if Borderlands was actually about illegal immigration?
Shut up, Cloud.
Borderlands.
Take the corner. Get out of here.
Yeah. Illegal immigration.
It's a new game called Shut the Fuck Up.
New Mexico.
I would buy that used.
But, hey, I would buy that game, and I would want to be on the other side.
All right, we got 15 minutes to do some predictions because I need to watch my Spurs all up in your faces.
Yeah, they're going to do really well.
Yeah, I hope they kick Miami's ass.
No, you don't.
I just hope the Warriors do really well. That's all I'm going to
Let's go Lakers. Say.
They are coming Warriors. Out to play a franchise.
The Warriors? I mean,
all right.
The Warriors are playing, right?
Prediction time.
All right, prediction. I'll go first.
Yeah, Canada. Okay, this is how I want your predictions. Okay. I want your what shocking Xbox announcement are they going to have?
Okay.
What do you expect from PlayStation? And what is going to be the number one game that we already know about?
Okay.
That's an awful lot to go through right there. Couldn't you just give me one or two things?
Okay, you want
what I'm doing.
Oh, wait. You can do those things or
okay, yo,
whatever.
I'm going right now. Huge Microsoft announcement. Naughty Dog is going to make a game for them.
Oh! Okay.
Okay, next.
But you guys got to help me on that.
Besides the fact that Naughty Dog is owned by Sony, but okay.
What were the other?
Yeah.
What was one other?
Something about Sony.
Okay, something about Sony.
Yeah.
PlayStation 3 gets a price drop. I'm not done.
Did I do a premature O?
It's going, yeah, that was way premature. Okay. It's going to $199.
Oh, that's not enough. Sorry, no.
That's not a price drop.
That's not a price drop.
Yeah, nobody likes that one.
I'm sorry, $149.
That's off.
Oh! Okay.
Okay, next, what was my other one?
The best game that we already know about.
Best game we already knew about? Yeah. New Killzone.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The Vita one?
Yeah,
the
PS Vita.
I think the Vita's dead.
Oh!
I think the Vita is dead.
What is everybody telling them taking a dump?
No, seriously, the Vita's dead.
Okay, come on, we gotta hurry.
Okay, alright, okay, go Tomator.
Okay,
next!
So, wait, we skipped McClane.
McClane. Wait, okay, did we skip McClane?
No, McClane's bad and clean up.
Okay, McClane's bad and clean up. All right.
Keep going here. We got 20 minutes of time.
So,
like 15 minutes bag.
Surprising Xbox announcement. They will actually address Canada in their address at some point.
Oh! Okay.
Wow.
Surprising thing that Sony will do. No. What was it? What happens at the press conference at Sony?
Something at Sony. Something Sony.
Kaz is back.
What?
He's there every year.
Kate. Tomator, you get one take back. Okay, I really highly suggest you take
really
that
sad.
One back.
Mulligan.
You just said that.
Mulligan.
Okay, I take it back.
Okay.
Somebody talks about Dust 514 and no one cares.
Okay.
Hey, that game's selling the PlayStation 3, according to...
Last one. Best game
Last
that we
one.
Already know about.
The Last Guardian, obviously.
Oh, okay. No, that game doesn't exist now.
It doesn't.
Okay. Franchise.
What, huh?
X-Bone, shocking announcement.
That they're gonna try and merge with Sony.
What? Get one take back.
I thought you were gonna go Samsung there.
No.
No? Okay. No take back Samsung? Or no take back?
I'll take it back. All I was right. just playing. All I was right. having fun with it.
Go ahead.
Xbox's ability to control all TVs.
All right, PlayStation yeah. thing. Something PlayStation.
So the PlayStation, Samsung. They're gonna merge with Samsung.
Good one, dude. Next, Pantera. What's going on?
Last game that we already know about. Best game that we already know about.
Battlefield.
Thank you, Franchise. All right. Okay, the guy with gas.
Okay, Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4. Okay, Battlefield 4. X-Bone, shocking announcement. Pantera. That's actually accurate. I agree with that.
Whoa!
Yeah, you're right. That's a good one.
Excellent. Oh!
That's all I hear. You talked it.
Okay, so...
That sounds like a Pantera statement. He's got a handful of shut your fucking mouth.
Go ahead, Pantera. PlayStation. Something PlayStation.
Oh my god. I am sending you a telepathic message.
and the last.
That's what I think.
Lastly, the number one game that we already know about.
The agent will be announced for PlayStation 4.
Oh, no, you're wrong. Stop. That is never coming out. That is never coming out. Okay, McClane, it's up to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Fix this. Fix this. X-Bone, shocking announcement.
X-Bone will have a voice to talk to you when you're talking to it.
Eli or whatever that guy was from.
No, it's going to be somebody we already know.
Milo?
Yeah, Milo.
No, not Milo.
Major Nelson?
No, it's going to be a hot free agent.
Ooh,
Kevin Butler. Butler.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Kevin Butler's going to be an Xbox agent.
Oh, man, that would be amazing.
That would be great.
That would be so good. I would pre-order him that minute if that happened.
His name's going to be Butler Kevin.
All right. Something PlayStation.
Something PlayStation? They're going to cancel the Vita.
Whoa.
Because then, of the
no way, how are they going to do remote play on the PS4 without it?
Vita 2. Oh!
They're going to go back to the PSP.
At least it has location free
player.
Release
a 10th version.
I'm trying to use my location free player. I just hooked it up the other day. You can't use it on the Vita. You know why? Because Vita sucks. If you want to watch television remotely, you need a PSP. I'm on a new crusade. Buy a PSP.
You know what the weirdest thing you did today is that I watched your unboxing that B. Smith sent you on the PSP.
Yeah.
It was just on, like, it was just, my YouTube was just showing me PlayStation
the
Show
greatest YouTube
channel.
Clips ever? Okay.
It was just showing me PlayStation Show channel videos, and that one was there, and I was like, what the, I'll just watch this. It's probably weird or something to watch now. Years and years later.
Okay, anyway.
All right.
Totally random. Totally random.
Thank you, Pantera.
You're welcome.
The game announcement.
Game announcement, McClane.
Oh, the game that's going to steal the show?
Yep,
that we already
know
about? A new version of Home.
Oh, no, don't say that.
No.
Oh.
Home out of beta.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Isn't something going on in Home? Like, if you go in Home, you get, like, free prizes or something?
Yeah, they have a booth. E3 booth.
Yeah, we all got to go into PlayStation Home. Because
gotta go to the booth.
That's the only way we're going to get Killzone, the new Killzone beta. Right?
Did somebody hear that?
Yeah, it's
stunk. You don't need to reaffirm the sound effect.
Wait a minute. That's not a sound effect. Pantera has issues.
I'm sorry, it's my diverticulitis.
Yeah. Wow. Why do you gotta be so insensitive?
Don't joke about that shit. Don't.
He said it.
Oh! Sorry.
Okay, my predictions. I got shocking predictions, okay?
Let's go.
X-Bone will be priced at $149. Whoa. I had to think about that. When I thought about it, I had to change.
$199 to $400.
Okay. All right.
That's my prediction.
So, PlayStation, this is what's going to happen. The PlayStation 4 will not just be... It will be backwards compatible! Wait, they already said they weren't doing that, right? Is that confirmed they're not doing that?
They're not doing that.
The PS Vita will be able to play all PS3 games!
Whoa!
Yeah, I don't think
that would actually be beautiful.
Yeah, that would be great.
That wouldn't happen though. I don't think that.
I might cry.
The PS4 game, they confirmed that PS4 games will be playable on the Vita, right?
Yeah, they did.
With the remote play.
Absolutely.
Certain licenses.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even though they can already do it on the PS3.
And the game that will steal the show.
Little Big Planet 3.
It's supposed to be something we already know about.
Oh, something we already know about. Alright. Mass Effect 4!
Did you say Mag 4?
Mass Effect 4.
Oh.
Do we know about
Mag 4?
Do we know about that?
They forgot about the other two sequels.
Did you see that Warriors Lair game at
NBA 2K14?
Woo!
You mean NBA Live?
Ooh.
Basketball.
Madden.
They say they're not going to do live anymore.
It's going to be an Xbox exclusive.
Whoa.
PlayStation announcement. All right.
You think we'll see the Vita game Warriors Lair?
No.
No?
Absolutely not. That game has been canceled. That was the dungeon crawler that they were showing crossplay.
Yeah, it started out as Ruin.
Yep, and then they ruined it.
Well, I know Sony Santa Monica is still working on it.
Oh gosh.
Here's an honest prediction. New Omnimusha 4 for the PS4.
No, please no. Aren't those games terrible?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those games are terrible.
Did you play Ninja Gaiden?
Yes, that game is also terrible.
He's in Canada.
Since we're doing legit PlayStation or legit E3 predictions.
There's nothing legit about
that. No.
Another Assassin's Creed game.
Thing legit about this is that statement.
Half-Life 2 Episode 3 will be announced.
Which, sorry? Half-Life what?
Steam available as an app on your PlayStation.
No.
To do the Steam chat.
Just to do emoticons.
Steam chat.
Team Fortress free to play on the PlayStation 4.
Xbox streaming will team up with Twitch. Twitch TV.
Wait, what else? What else? Real quick, quickly. We have like
three minutes. All the real ones? PS Plus, the new PlayStation Online thing will be a year-round cost. Like, it's going to cost like Xbox. They're going to put a price on it.
PS4, PS Vita bundles. Yep.
They're going to improve the servers, and you're going to pay for it. Pay!
Nah, I don't think they will.
PS Vita as a controller, by default, on your PS4.
Yep, nope, not by default. No.
It'll be an option.
Yeah, it'll be an option as a default controller. That's what I meant.
Okay, yep.
The Move will be mandatory.
Mandatory Move.
Yeah, you'll have to have Move connected all the time.
Isn't that already like confirmed pretty much?
Kinect is confirmed that it has.
Did you guys hear about the patent Sony made recently?
What?
For like the interactive advertisements. Like you're playing your game and then in the middle of your game, this like a McDonald's ad comes up.
Interactive advertisement.
And then at the bottom it just says to skip ad. Stand up, raise your hand, and say, McDonald's.
No way.
And it has, like, a little drawing of the guy standing up, raising his hand, and saying, McDonald's.
No, that's amazing.
This clown waves to you.
And then they also have one for, they have, like, a Burger King one where it just pops up a burger, and the burger's open, and it just says, toss pickles on the burger. And you throw, like, a pickle on the burger, and then the burger closes, and it just says, make it your way.
The Return of Core.
Oh my god, I can't wait for these games.
What games?
I can't wait
you have 1 minute to name all the games you can't wait for.
Last Guardian.
That Pickle Tossing. Survival horror game.
Oh, no.
Pizza Hut.
Last of Us.
Wait, okay. This is the last thing. Who is getting The Last of Us Day One?
I am.
I am.
Not me.
No, yeah, I'm going to rent it. I will play it after a week or two. I will play it. I will not buy it. It is going to be my second best game of the year. I can already tell you that.
That'll be the last game that you rent, probably, because renting games is going to go
what?
Goodbye.
Whoa, what? What do you mean? What?
Renting games is going to go
away. You can't rent games
for the future console.
Whoa!
It would never go away. It's just going to be built into the manufacturers.
Yeah.
I'll be able to
download it and play it.
It's like Netflix games.
Or like, you know how some of the discs that you get at Redbox.
Just buy the game. Buy the game. It's going to be worth it.
Oh, no. No way.
Yeah, just
you know
buy.
How you think they're going to do this with games where some of the DVDs that you get from Redbox don't allow you to use the special features?
Oh, the game's about to start.
Oh, okay. Thank you for joining us for our pre-3 prediction show. Stay tuned tomorrow after all the press conferences have been done.
And the Spurs have lost.
We will be back with our
Warriors have won.
Reactions.
Stop dick eating LeBron James.
So make sure you watch all the press conferences. Don't have
good
information.
Get off Tim Duncan's nuts.
Come back here and listen
that
to
dinosaur
us talk about everything that was released in the press conferences. Now, I'm
Dunkasaurus Rex.
This was all legitimate.
Go watch the NBA Finals.
Legitimacy is our middle
Spurs.
Name.
Yeah. LeBron stinks.
Shut up.
Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation. First ever female assassin.
I love you, man.
First crystal white Wi-Fi Vita. The huge action that we just witnessed was beyond. Connor. I love you, man. Connor. Assassin's Creed. Connor.
At sea.
Connor. Connor. I love you, man. Connor. Assassin's Creed. Connor.
At sea.
Connor.
We didn't build just one game.
Far Cry 3.
We built two. Four-player co-op.
PlayStation Move.
The Wonder Book for PS3. J.K. Rowling. Book of Spells.
Love you, man.
Harry Potter, read their history.
Okay, well, it is a live demo.
God of War Ascension, March 12th, 2013.
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Did we lose him?
Thanks very much. I love you, man.
Connor.